Chapter 9. Jason fell into the dark water with a loud splash. Down, down he sank beneath the surface. He held his breath for a moment until he realized he didn't have to. His suit and helmet protected him from the water, but not from the glowing jellyfish. They came at him, bubbling and beeping. With each pulsation, their tentacles shot out and then back in again. Jason had never been a good swimmer, but today he felt ready for the Olympics. He kicked hard and propelled himself backward. The jellyfish were slow to respond. Relieved, Jason flipped around and began to do an underwater dog paddle, and came face to face with another pack of jellyfish. He looked above and below. More jellyfish! They were closing in on him like a swarm of bees. There was no place to go. A shout raced towards Jason's lips, but he held it back. Down here, no one would hear him. Down here, it would be a quick, silent, cold death. Tentacle gilded toward him. He lurched backward. Yow! The tip of the tentacle brushed his suit. A jolt pierced through him. It felt like a lightning bolt. He wriggled right and left, barely avoiding tentacles. He scrunched his shoulders and pinned his arms to his side. And that's when he felt the gun. He hadn't thought of it, hadn't imagined that it might work underwater. He still wasn't sure it would. But he ripped it out of his holster and took aim. Blue, blue, blue! The noise was muffled underwater, but the laser darts made contact. Ploomph! A jellyfish disappeared, leaving a small whirlpool. Then another disappeared, and another. Jason's aim was perfect. One by one, he picked them off. Yee-haw! He yelled, feeling like a gunslinger in an old western. It was time to get to the surface and find Eve. By now, he had sunk so low the water was almost pitch black. He thrust powerfully with his arms and kicked. He felt as if he were standing still. He thrust again, and kicked again. This time, he knew he wasn't standing still. The coral formations on the wall were rising, which meant he was sinking. It was the suit. He knew it. It was made for land travel, and it was too heavy to use underwater. He started to take it off, then stopped himself. The suit was the only thing keeping him from drowning. Helplessly, he flailed in the water until he suddenly stopped moving. There was something beneath him. Something gooey. He planted both feet. They sank a few inches, but stayed put. He took a few steps, expecting to plunge off a ledge. If only he could see. As if in answer, a flock of beeping jellyfish appeared to his left. The glow cast a dull light around them. Jason could see he was at the bottom of the lagoon. He grabbed his gun and fired. One by one, the jellyfish exploded, sending out bursts of light. And in the last burst, Jason saw something that gave him hope. A ladder. Lifting his feet gingerly out of the muck, Jason trudged blindly onward. He kept his hands in front of him, feeling for the ladder. When his fingers closed around a wooden rung, he began to climb. And climb, and climb. The further he got from the bottom, the less dark it was. He stopped counting the steps at 300. By then, he could see the top. Tiny ledge jutting out of the wall, just above the water. There was barely enough room on it to stand. On the wall, covered by a thick film of seaweed and algae, there was a small door. It was either go through the door or go back down the ladder. It took about a half second to make that choice. Jason ripped the seaweed away and pulled the door open. He stepped inside and cautiously looked around. There was a maze of pathways, formed by a twisting hedge of plants. He carefully followed along the hedge, going left and right, trying to see what was ahead of him. Never once did he look behind. And that was his first mistake. When the blast hit him, he was from behind. He felt himself jerk forward, but he never felt himself hit the floor. By that time, everything had gone completely black.